The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And I didn't want to do that to him. He was already in a seat. So, I mean, out of respect for everybody else, I'm not going to tell anyone to get up. And he was very gracious. Big Fatty came over and said, you know, is it okay if I sit over there with them? And I was like, of course, absolutely. So we got to admire one another from afar. And at least I got to see Squeaky Kitty. So that's all that matters.
Yes, Squeaky Kitty made a surprise
Squeaky
appearance.
Squeaky Kitty did make an appearance and molested me.
Yes.
That was one of Gambit's favorite moments of the entire night. The whole Squeaky Kitty thing. he kept talking about.
Well, to be fair, he is simple.
That is true.
So.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
To be fair, he is simple.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2702, I say chew, of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 5th of June, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Big Fatty, they're all back again today, it's true. Queens of the Kingdom, B. And you fucked it up. I did. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. I am joined still by Granny and Durwood and Dr. Stone. And y'all, we are recapping our visit to the Goodays at the Rat World. And y'all, we finished up telling you about Fright. Going to the Animal Kingdom and to the Hollywood Studios. Oh, we did the Walt Disney story also.
Yes, we did.
And that was, I thought that was good.
Yes, I agree.
And y'all they're building so much of the Star Wars. Is it Star Wars?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I get the Star Wars and the other one mixed up. What's the other
Star
one?
Star Trek. Well, you have plates of that.
Huh? Right. They're building the new Star Trek. What did he say?
You have plates.
You have those plates for Star Trek.
But you don't have them hanging up anymore.
Oh, yeah, the plates. No, they're in the closet. Maybe when we get back to Jocelyn, we can get those hung.
After we finish
we've got to change the air filter first. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we've put out new mulch, though. And one moment, please.
Trademark. Oh, that's
by the way, that is my poison China water, which that term now is in the public domain. I don't know if
trademark
you knew that
free.
Or not. There are no trademarks on anything like that. Oh. Mm. Shall we do a segment on randomoniums? All right. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. We got up Saturday morning.
Yes.
Saturday morning, y'all. That is the official Goodays, in the Magic Kingdom. What is he saying?
Nothing. Just go okay. on. Move forward.
Move forward. The show forward. That's in the public domain
yes.
now too.
Yes.
Y'all, we took the trolley. We took the trolley bus over to the Magic Kingdom. Y'all, it was a good experience this morning. We got over there a little bit before 8 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, we were going to meet everybody, as tradition has it, we were going to meet everybody at the Carousel of Progress at 9 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, nobody showed up, but that's okay. But we ran into Digga and T-Wiggles prior to that, and y'all, we did the Jungle Cruise, and we did the Butt Pirates of the Caribbean,
right?
And then we went over to do the... Carousel of Progress, to which point nobody else showed up. So we said, you know, we'll come back and do that because there's never anybody waiting in line for the Carousel of Progress. And y'all, we went and did the Splish Splash Mountain, except for Dr. Stone and I.
No.
We opted out of that. We held the coats.
Right.
We held everyone's coats while they rode that. Now, Durwood, have you ever ridden that?
Yes, I have.
You have, but Granny, you haven't. Tell us, what did you think of Splash Mountain?
It was wet.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, that's...
That sounds, that's accurate summation of it.
I think he summed it up quite nicely. Do you know what the story is behind behind Splash Mountain? What was it?
What?
How about, have you ever heard of Brer Rabbit and Brer Bear?
No.
You know, did you notice as you were going through there, Brer Bear always had his legs in the air and his butt sticking
yes!
out?
Yes! Looked like he's doing a sling.
It did. Every time you saw Brer Bottom, is what we called it.
That's the true message of that story anyways, isn't it?
What now?
That's the true message of the story.
That Brer Bear is a bottom?
It's a bottom.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
That's a takeaway.
And, y'all, we did observe early on that there didn't seem to be as many homosexuals in red shirts this year. However... what is your name again? Pocketbook. y'all, he bought him some flashing rainbow ears and some and a Disney World has decided. You know, these homosexuals, they have lots of money. We're going to start producing some rainbow attire for them. And y'all, they had quite a selection. Durwood took advantage of the ship it back to the motel service. So don't forget to pick that up tomorrow. Of course, it'll be after 11 p.m. in the evening, since that'll be when we get back. But that's all right. Don't forget to pick it up Monday morning before we check out. Or, you know, if we forget it, we can just circle back around and you know, once we get to Jacksonville and you realize that, then we'll just come back.
No.
Anyway, and what did we do after Splash Mountain? We did the Space Mountain.
Yes.
We did the Space Mountain. Do you remember that one, Granny?
Kinda.
All right. Well, what do you remember about it? Space Mountain. He's sitting over there going, Space Mountain, Space Mountain, Space Mountain, Space Mountain, Space Mountain, Space Mountain. That was the one that was inside in the dark. Do you remember one in the dark?
It was real fast and we were screaming.
It was really rough, too. It was jerking your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't remember it. Y'all, we had a fast pass. You got to admit, though, the fast passes are good.
Yes, they are worth it.
Amen to the fast passes.
Yes.
Gotta
do that every time.
Say that again?
Gotta do that every time if you come down here.
Yes. So we did the Space Mountain, which Granny doesn't remember. And then we did the Big Thunder Mountain, which Granny, do you remember that one? Okay. That was like the Old West. That was like the Old West.
The train ride.
Train ride thing.
Yeah, a roller coaster. And you saw that, you know, that's really dry.
And you rode through the bones and through the... Okay. It's just sad.
It is sad, I swear.
He doesn't remember.
Jesus, H. Christ.
Y'all, it's no wonder that
the
and then after that we had a fast pass for that.
Cushions on the sides because it was really rough.
Oh, that one.
No, he did. Y'all, he said, "Oh, that one." He still didn't have any fucking idea.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the one that just didn't go around, you know, craziness.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that went around craziness. Okay.
No, didn't go around.
Was it outside or inside?
Both.
He's got you there.
There was very little on the inside.
The caves and stuff.
Yeah.
And very little on the inside. And, y'all, then we went to Digga's favorite haunts, so to speak. Do you know what that one was, Granny?
The Haunted House.
The Haunted House. We went to the Haunted House and wrote, y'all, instead of riding two to a car, y'all, we crammed three of us in each car. Y'all, it was the most miserable time of riding on the Haunted Mansion ever.
Did you fart in your car?
I don't think there was any farting in my car. Okay. Did Granny or Durwood fart?
No.
Okay.
But it was most memorable. You'll never do it again.
Right. Granny, now this is one of the few memories you had from when you were when you were young and got lost at Disney World was the haunted house. Yep. What did you remember about it?
The ghost.
The ghost.
Sat next to you.
Sat next to
but
you.
But this time it sat on top of
us. He sat on top of you.
And it turned her own face into
it. Oh, yeah, in the room, get in there.
He switched your face with somebody else's face, didn't he?
Get sticking his feet in her face.
Oh, did you like that? I know you like feet.
It was hot.
Wait, I'm sorry. That's Durwood that likes feet. And speaking of feet, hand him some of those Parmesan. And let's see. After that, we decided that we'd take the train.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
No, we tried to go. No, that's not right.
We took the train twice.
That's not right. We did. We went to. Go to the tiki room, and it was closed. Yes. Y'all, it was the birds. Evidently, the birds had shit all over everything.
They flew the coop.
And they had flown the coop, so we decided to take the train from Frontierland over to what used to be Toontown, which is now the circus area or whatever. It's still where the screaming children go. And, oh, y'all, on the Carousel of Progress, we did that after Space Mountain. Y'all, there were two screaming children in there.
Stereophonics.
One was on one side, and the other was on the other side. It was stereophonic screaming. Mm. And do you remember the Carousel of Progress, Granny?
Yes, I wanted to kill that kid.
Okay. All right. So he does remember that. Y'all, the train was taken forever. Forever. Oh, and y'all, we were going right around to Main Street USA because y'all, we had what did we have? We had the parade and
lunch.
Yeah. Yes. And y'all, I thought it was really good.
Oh,
it was a fixed price. Sure. You got an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, and a non-alcoholic beverage. Mm-hmm. That Durwood, of course, had alcoholic beverages. How was the wine?
The only one.
How was the wine?
Oh, it was very good.
Okay, he and T. Wiggles enjoyed a couple of glasses of wine and
spice wine.
What?
Was it spice wine?
Well, when you ask for wine, they don't know what to give you.
Uh huh.
You just ask for something spicy.
Spicy. Uh huh.
And it's usually going to be a Cabernet.
T. Wiggles poured some Tomatillo into his wine for spiciness. Okay, but anyway, thank you. I'm here all week. what you and Granny had a hanger steak?
Yeah, flank steak.
Flank steak.
Yes, that was the hanger.
We had a house solid.
Yes. Yeah.
And Dr. Stone, what did you have?
I had the house solid.
Uh huh.
And then I had the ravioli.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I had house solid, and I had the gnocchi with chicken. And y'all, it was delicious. Chicken and vegetables. Digger, everywhere we've gone, he's had chicken Alfredo. And a Caesar salad. And T. Wiggles had
Tubby.
He was Tubby. He had the Caprese Solid and the Tour of Italy. And y'all, it was the biggest plate of food.
I know. Right. I saw that. It's not
I mean, it was more spaghetti and meatballs.
The giant meatball.
Thank you. Oh.
And then the chicken parmesan.
Chicken parmesan. And the Alfredo.
Alfredo too.
Yep.
Right. And y'all, then we had dessert. I had what did I have?
Those coffee.
Cannoli.
And Granny and Durwood had
cheesecake
with a balsamic reduction.
Yes.
Durwood didn't eat the graham cracker crust nor the balsamic reduction because he thought it was going to be full of sugar. It was full of vinegar.
Yeah.
and what did you have?
Tiramisu.
Digger and T-Wiggles had that also, didn't they?
Yeah,
I think so.
And then we watched the parade. We didn't have seats, but we leaned up against the railing.
Correct.
Y'all right there at the flagpole down at the train station, mm-hmm. right near the end of the parade.
Correct.
And Granny, you hadn't seen it. Have you seen a parade before?
Uh-huh.
At Disney?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What did you think of this one?
It's okay.
Okay. Well, you got all excited about something because you went over and started taking pictures of it and everything. What was that?
One of the guys. I don't know.
Okay, y'all, the hot guys from the Beauty and the Beast.
You notice the Maleficent float is not there.
That's right. It was the dragon that caught on fire.
The dragon that caught on fire was not in the parade.
That is correct.
And I thought it was a good parade.
I did. I enjoyed it. I did.
Then after that, we took the train again.
Another sweltering experience.
Y'all, the Walt Disney World Railroad needs some
fans.
Okay, right. And we're talking about electric fans, not people that enjoy trains. But we took it back around over from Main Street or back around over to the Fantasyland area and went and saw Mickey's Philhar Magic. What do you remember about that, Granny? Okay. That was the one where you put on the opera glasses and Donald Duck was conducting the couldn't find the hat.
Oh, I fell asleep for some of that.
Oh, okay. And y'all, then after that, we made our way back here to the motel. Did you shower off?
Yes, I did.
Did you, Grant?
Not yet.
Oh God! And you're laying on my bed.
Yes.
And so y'all, and we're having some cocktails. We're heading over to the Contemporary Motel for our supper tonight from the top of the world. And then we're going to the Epcot. We're going to Epcot Sunday morning, and that's one of your other memories from when you were 16. I mean 30, and you were here, and you got
that's
lost.
That's where you walk around the different
countries. Yeah. And
That's where I got left at.
Okay, so maybe when you hear Wednesday's show, you'll hear a repeat of history. but y'all, we're having lunch we're going to have Italian pizza.
Italian food again.
We're having pizza. That's not Italian. It's just going to be in Italy.
Are you sure it's not Italian?
Uh-huh, and we're going to have some sangria. Y'all, this is the best sangria ever. And then we've got fast passes for the Soarin' and for the Spaceship Earth. That's the big golf ball. You know, the big ball there at the front, Granny, of Epcot.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, but no, I never went on the ride.
Okay. Oh. He didn't know it was a ride. And then we're going to ride the Vomitron.
Yes.
And so we'll see what comes up from that. And then we're having supper in honor of the Turniphead and Urban Guy T.O. and the Faye Driver and the number one fan of the BFO, Mr. Mike. We're going to O Canada. For supper at the Le Cellier.
Thank you.
And Durwood, that's one of your favorite places to eat, isn't it?
It is.
Why is that?
Because I had the best short rib ever.
Short rib ever. Well, you know, and they've got a Canadian beer cheese soup also.
Ooh.
So, yes. Oh, dear Gussie. y'all, hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, if it's true, I say, Tuesday, Dutch Stone, that means you're heading back to San Diego, which means that shortly after landing and on your way back to the hacienda, your bowels will begin to release.
Right, I'll be clenching all the way.
Clenching, y'all, he won't be able to keep it in. So, and y'all, he'll hit that front door, and it'll just start coming down his leg of his pants. So, yeah, that wouldn't be anything new, though. After, well, anyway, we won't mention that unfortunate experience after drinking a pot of coffee. Okay, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from Pot is My Co-Pilot, right?
To be fair, he is simple.
Taylor, you should be nice to the elderly.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.